You're listening to HP3R, Higher Power Ranger Recovery Radio. All recovery, all the time. And once again, it is time for your daily dose of recovery, brought to you by David. The purpose of recovery is to live a healthier, happier life by removing our compulsions and developing a strong spiritual connection to our higher power. Now, if we can agree that this is the purpose of a recovery program, then I would also argue that we do all this step work, self-examinations, soul-searching, and spiritual awakening so that we can go out and enjoy our lives. This means that from time to time, situations will come up in life where we cannot follow our food plans exactly, which in turn raises the question, is going off the food plan a relapse? My initial short answer is no, but as with all things, it depends. So, when exactly is a relapse a relapse? I believe that our food plans need to have flexibility. We need to adjust to what is going on around us. It is much easier, at least for me, to follow my food plan when I eat at home, in my own kitchen, where I have total control over what food items I bring into my house. Under those conditions, I can plan out my meals up to 7 days in advance and follow the plan very effectively. But what happens when I travel? After all, one of my motivating reasons for working so hard to lose all this weight and live a healthier life is that I want to be more active and mobile. I want to travel, to see new places, have new experiences, and I cannot bring my kitchen with me. Therefore, my food plan needs to be adjustable to changing circumstances and the availability of food for purchase. Over the last year, I spent weekends and holidays with family, staying in places where I do not have total control over what food is brought into the home. I've been okay with that because I have achieved food neutrality, which basically means that I can be around foods that are off my food plan, and those foods don't bother me. I have even ordered pizza, the number one villain on my red light food list, from the same pizza parlor that I used to order from when I was deep in my food addiction, had them deliver the pizza to my home, and then sat there and watched friends eat that pizza in front of me without needing or wanting a single slice. That's kind of like having a bastion fortress equivalent of food neutrality. And if you don't know what a bastion fortress is, it's a fortification design that looks like a star from an overhead view. In fact, here's a fun tidbit of history, because, you know, I like history. The bastion fortification provided very deadly defenses. It replaced the traditional medieval fortification design. Feel free to research it if you like. There are actually some very pretty designs when you see the fortresses from an aerial shot, especially those forts that are still standing in places like Spain and the Netherlands. Anyway, getting back to the question, when is a relapse, or to put it another way, when is abstinence broken? Well, for the second question, the only person who can answer that for sure is each individual person, because for those of us in OA, we have to develop our own individual definition of abstinence that is more specific than the broad definition given at meetings. That said, it is fair to say that all addicts, from an OA or any other program, wrestle with compulsions. But OA is kind of like a big umbrella covering a lot of variations when it comes to unhealthy eating habits. Some people are restrictors, some are bulimic, while others overeat. Some are excessive exercisers, and others eat very healthy foods in very bad ways, etc., etc. We all know we have a problem in how we eat, but our problems are tailored to us as individuals. Therefore, our definition of our abstinence needs to be tailored to us as well. To truly abstain from food would mean death. Everybody needs to eat, but we can abstain from targeted foods, hence the red light food list. And speaking for myself, pizza and ice cream are at the top of my red light list. So if I have even a single slice of pizza or a bite of ice cream, that's it. That's the end of my abstinence. Those conditions are part of my definition of abstinence because that's the approach that I need. Does this mean that I will never, ever again have ice cream or pizza for the rest of my life? No. And if you were expecting me to answer yes, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but again, in my opinion, the purpose of recovery, of learning to live a life where I am free from the compulsion to overeat, is to have experiences and live a happier, more active life. One day, I hope to have a family, and yeah, I want to have ice cream with my kids and take them out on Friday nights for pizza like my parents did with my brother and I. Those are good memories from my childhood, and there is nothing wrong with my wanting to have those same kind of experiences should I one day be fortunate enough to have a wife and kids. But for right now, so that I can do the work of improving myself and lose weight, yeah, I'm going to completely abstain from pizza and ice cream. But the question remains, what constitutes a relapse? If today I had a single bite of ice cream, which, for the record, I'm not going to do, but if I did, that would be the end of my abstinence. But a single bite is not a relapse, in my opinion. To me, a relapse is when you fully abandon your food plan. You throw everything out and revert to your old eating habits. That is how I define a relapse because that is what happened to me after the shelter-in-place order was issued back in March of 2020. I have been in OA since August of 2020, but I started coming down from my maximum weight in February of 2019. Between that February and March of 2020, I lost about 150 pounds. Then, the shelter-in-place order happened, and that first month, the news was scary, and I felt so bad to be held inside, shut away completely. In many ways, the time between March and when I came into OA in August was me living one of the worst fears that I have. It was a kind of personal hell because there was so much silence, and my compulsions to overeat thrive in silence. I had about a 4.5 month relapse reverting to my old eating habits, and I gained back about 60 pounds. Now, does my personal experience mean that a relapse requires a certain amount of time to become a relapse? I don't know. Again, this is one of those determinations that you have to make for yourself. If you go off your food plan for a weekend or even just a day, I'm not sure that counts as a relapse. It might mean the end of your abstinence, but it doesn't mean that you're all the way back to square one. In my opinion, a relapse has the power to take us back to that helpless, defeated, desolated feeling that we felt when we first came in to meetings. Does a relapse have to take us all the way back to that defeated feeling? I'm not sure, but I do know that my relapse between March and August of 2020 brought me back to those feelings of being cursed, doomed, and a sort of inevitability to my situation, an inescapable trap, the dark trap. Now, please don't think that I'm telling you that you can go out and have a weekend off from your food plan. I'm not telling you or anyone else what to do. I will say that I do know people in program who include a cheat day in their food plan as part of their definition of abstinence, and they are succeeding at losing weight while refraining from compulsive behaviors. That approach works for them. It would not work for me. I consider their approach to how they work their program to be an excellent example of how we can stay in our own lanes, not judge one another, and still offer support and acceptance. It is their food plan, their recovery, and whether or not that is the right approach is between them, their sponsor, and their higher power. What about when we're working our program, maintaining our food plan, but our weight plateaus? For those of us who are trying to reduce our weight, that plateau can feel like failure or like we're doing something wrong, maybe even being punished. I remember back in 2019, which of course was before I was in program, there were months when I would exercise a lot and control my calorie intake, but I wouldn't lose weight. I'd be devastated when the scale number didn't move, and yeah, I turned to the food for comfort. Looking back, I have lots of reasons to explain why my efforts then were not successful. My food plan was erratic and not well planned out. I was consuming large amounts of sugar, even though I was keeping my calorie count down around 2,200 calories each day. And I had days when I completely indulged in bad eating habits. There was no discipline, no balance. But a person can be disciplined and follow a food plan and still hit that plateau. What then? Well, it may not be much comfort to everyone listening, but speaking for myself, at such times when the scale number doesn't move as much as I would have liked, I remind myself that OA is not a diet. It is about becoming healthy in a physical and spiritual sense. The reality of your physical health is important, and I do not mean to dismiss or diminish that, but our role in recovery is to do the work and to trust in a higher power. This will advance us towards our goals, and if you're someone like me who has a vital need to reach a healthy body weight, then you have to accept that progress at reducing body weight will take time. Hitting a plateau is not a failure, unless, of course, we use that plateau as an excuse to break abstinence or slip into relapse. So when is a relapse a relapse? I think it's when we abandon hope, faith, and the tools of recovery. That, to me, is a relapse. A mistake or a slip can break abstinence, sure, but it does not create relapse. The only thing that can create a relapse is you, yourself. So long as we are willing to try, so long as we keep coming back to meetings, so long as we keep reaching out to others in the fellowship and giving service, so long as we seek to live our lives through altruistic virtues, then we are still on the path to living a better, healthier life because, well, that's how recovery works. You've been listening to HP3R, Higher Power Ranger Recovery Radio. All recovery, all the time. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a review. If you'd like to send us an email, then write to hp3rpodcast@gmail.com. Remember to tune in on Mondays for episodes of Recovery Buddies with David, and check back on Thursdays for future episodes of Daily Dose of Recovery here on HP3R.